A Different Shade of Green. The Alan McLaughlin story has just been shortlisted for the Sports Book of the Year in Ireland. Well, Alan McLaughlin, of course, is well known here in the South, not only as a former colleague of ours at BBC Radio Solent, but also as the current first team coach at Portsmouth after a playing career that included Pompey for a long time, Saints and the Republic of Ireland, of course, as well. Well, in 2012, Alan successfully battled kidney cancer, leading to an enforced time out of sport. And all of this is told through his eyes in his new book, which must be pretty decent because it's on a shortlist for an award. We're delighted to welcome Macca, as he's better known, back to BBC Radio Solent this evening. Good evening, Macca.
Evening, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well indeed. First of all, your book on an award shortlist. That's a bit of a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a real surprise. It came out of the blue yesterday. It was announced in Ireland, and the publisher called me, obviously excited, and spoke to Bryce, who helped me compile the book and write the book. And yeah, it's been a great surprise. Obviously, I wasn't quite sure what went on, but I think it was read by a panel of judges, and it was deemed good enough to be in the shortlist. I must say, the shortlist does contain the likes of Roy Keane and Brian O'Driscoll, so I don't see me winning it, but certainly just to be acknowledged is a real boost for certainly just for myself.
Depends how sensational it is, Alan. What do you reveal?
Well, listen, I don't have an axe to grind with ex-managers, particularly Mr. Ferguson. I don't have anything like that. It's just a story about my life, really. I mean, it's an autobiography. I was asked many, many years ago to compile something, but I always resisted and I didn't think it was right. And I suppose the older I've got and the older my girls have got, Abby's coming up to 23 and Megan's just 20 the other day, and they know something about Dad's life and life in football, but obviously the girls, and they're not too keen on football. And I just thought it was a great way, if they do have kids eventually, that there's a little bit of something left from just maybe granddad or whatever, and they have an inkling of what's going on. Because my parents live in Manchester, and they don't see them that often. They don't get, you know, what did Dad do when he was a kid, etc. So it was important, really. And also, I felt an obligation to speak to people about what happened to me and how they can help themselves in that situation and maybe save their lives. And, you know, if I think about the whole book, there's probably one paragraph, really, that is very significant to me, and hopefully people can read that. And if it helps one person certainly out along the way, then I think it's probably been justified in taking part in the exercise of writing the book.
Obviously, you know, your illness, Alan, has made the headlines for the wrong reasons in the last couple of years. But what did you feel when you were recollecting all that and going through some obviously very key moments in your life?
Yeah, it was really difficult, Chris. You know, you sometimes when you overcome such difficulties, and I must stress, it's not just you, it's not just me. It was my family and close friends who obviously you know, feel it as well. And you don't want to upset them. You don't want to maybe bring out your feelings on how you feel. And as I started the book with Bryce, and we delved quite quickly into that day and the events that led up to me obviously finding out I had kidney cancer. And I must admit, and I'll openly say, I did get upset when I was recalling it. And I think it was the first time I'd really spoke to anyone, really, because, I mean, I know the NHS is extremely stretched and it's extremely difficult to cover every area, but certainly the aftercare after then, the psychological elements, certainly not only for me, but, you know, family members and friends, as I say, it's difficult. So that was probably the first outlet I had to talk about it. And I did find myself getting quite upset and speaking to Bryce, who I'd sort of like got to know over the last few weeks, but not, I wouldn't say, a personal friend. He has developed into that way, but you know, I found it more therapeutic than anything, and it did help me. So in that respect, it was an outlet for me. But more than anything, I enjoyed the experience. It took 3 or 4 months to do it. It took time and patience. And hopefully it's going to be an interesting read to anyone who would care to pick the book up.
And of course, as we know, you're Pompey Link as well. And obviously, I'm sure some current memories of being on the staff and the way the clubs turn around. But of course, the fact that your book's on an award shortlist in Ireland, you've got your place in Irish folklore, as many will know, after scoring that goal to get you to the 94 World Cup. And that had songs and plays and all sorts written about you. So the Irish took you to heart for sure.
Well, they certainly did. And as I said in my book, there was, you know, in that particular campaign, that was my only appearance. But as I like to say, I turned up for nearly shy of 10 years to every squad. I was very proud to have selected every squad for nearly 10 years. And you turn up for the good times and the bad times and missing out on opportunities to play and not being selected. But, you know, people that played in that campaign and played, you know, virtually every game didn't get the recognition of, obviously, myself scoring the goal against Northern Ireland. So, you know, lots of people put, particularly players, put lots of graft in. and I seemed to take all the plaudits at the end. So that was nice because I felt it was justified also for my time and effort in staying and believing that I had a role to play in the squad. I believe I was a good player, and I believe that's the reason why I was being picked in, week out, when I was selected by either Jack or Mick McCarthy.
Alan, it's great. Very quick on a line or two, because we've got the news coming up, but Carlisle tomorrow, obviously hoping for a bit of consistency, Pompey, to rediscover it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yes. 3 points would be wonderful at Fram Park tonight. Hopefully people will come along, cheer us on, and we've certainly worked hard this week, and we're hoping to climb the table and be a little bit more stable in what we're trying to do moving forward. But certainly it's not for the effort and commitment, certainly at our end, and certainly with the players.